Hello, everyone. This is Nancy Jutton, and I am so glad to welcome you all to this call today. It's Let the Healing for Boring Bios Begin, because the bio doc is in. I'm so glad that you've joined us from place near and far, both on the telephone and via the webcast. San Rafael, Phoenix, Santa Monica, Louisville, Kentucky, Denver, Colorado, Mill Valley, and many other places. If you are calling on the web, I don't know exactly where you're calling from, but there is an opportunity for you to ask a Q&A during the call, and I want you to feel comfortable doing that. Casey from Plantsville is saying hello, and if others of you would like to say hello, please do. This is definitely an interactive call, and we can get to know each other and also get to know what makes you special and different right here while we're on the call. Why do I do these calls? I do these calls because people around the world are struggling mightily to say who they are and what they're about in ways that attract clients and get them excited about being who they are and what they're here to do. I know this is a pain that gives a lot of people a lot of serious discomfort, and I want to get that problem in the rearview mirror as soon as possible. If you're just getting started, chances are you want to attract clients as soon as possible. And if you're already going great guns in your business, chances are you want to spread your message to more of the right people so more of the right people will find you and you can make an even bigger impact in your work. And so that's why this call is so important. I'm just going to start a little bit about why this matters. What I know to be true from having worked with clients so much over the last several years is that there are an awful lot of potential clients who are visiting your website who read about you or what you do but never called. And what about all the hot prospects who read your profile, your bio, or your About Me story and still didn't understand exactly how you could help them? And how about how many people tuned out completely because you took too long to make your point, you used too much alphabet soup that intimidated them, or they didn't even understand what it was that you were talking about? I know these kinds of things are happening every day, but the thing that's most important to consider is what are these mistakes costing you in lost opportunities? And how much longer can you afford to wait before more of your perfect prospects slip through your fingers because your bio is more of an obstacle than a full speed ahead green flag to proceed and make your best impact now? Today is a great opportunity for us to correct any missteps that may be standing in the way of your opportunities so you can serve more of the right people along your path to get known and get paid. So what's going to happen today is as I review some of your bios live and in the moment from you brave souls who are willing to get some real help right now, I'm going to guide you down some things that you need to think about so that you can prepare a winning and effective bio. If there are little mistakes that come up, and we all make them, there's no shame or blame or judgment. It's just let's get those things corrected so that you can move forward fast, because this call is all about getting help. If you're tuning in live, there are some slides. However, there's been a technical issue with them, and I'm going to correct that so that when you get the replay, you'll be able to see everything beautifully. For some reason, when I uploaded the slides, they appear very dark, and I'm not sure why that is, and so let's not let that be an impediment to our progress today. So this is one of those all of the help, none of the hype type calls, and I just want you to know that right out of the box so you can just relax and not wait for some big, huge sales pitch. I know folks are going to say, what else, if I want to do something with you, what can I do? And in that case, I'll tell you a couple things, but it's not anything that you should be fussing about or worrying about. So, okay, who is feeling brave and wanting to get some help with your bio? Because here's what I want you to do. I want you to indicate what you want the bio to do for you. And, you know, do you want it to attract clients, speaking gigs, or media interviews? And I want you to share with me the web link where I can find you on the web so that I can take a look at your story right now. So what I'm doing now is I'm going to ask, is there anybody who would like to hit *2 on your screen so I know that you've raised your hand? Okay, very, very good. So I am now going to call on Trina Jensen. And why don't you say hello, Trina?
Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
I am good, thank you.
So where can
excited
we...
Excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited you're here too. So where can we go on the web to find you? So if I'm going to go there, of course, but I know people who are joining us also are going to want to follow us. So what is the correct link to your website?
The correct link is www.successonmyownterms.com.
Success on my own terms.com.
Yeah.
Success on my own terms, checking to make sure I spelled it right.
It actually also, that one points to my name.
Yeah, that's good. Don't worry about it. I've got it.
Okay, good.
Success on my own terms.com.
Yeah.
It's coming up. It's taking a minute to get there.
And can I sort of just pre-qualifying say that I did something to my site about 2 weeks ago that my web guy is still fixing, so right now there is no opt-in box. But in that blank space on the right is where the opt-in box sat until I installed a theme that killed it.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing that. Who among us hasn't made a technical misstep along our journey, and we can still be wildly successful in spite of it? So yay, team, on that. So I'm landing on your page, and just like everyone else who's landing there, the first impression that's created is very, very positive for me. I see this beautiful photo of you, and I know that it's you because you've called yourself by name. It says success on my own terms, and immediately we know that there's an ultimate result that we want that's going to speak to our maverick nature. Is that the intention that you wanted to create?
I think so, yes.
Okay, well, very good. So, because I know we were going to take a look at your bio, but I also wanted to comment on your homepage because that is where everybody makes their first impression. And I'm really glad that you told us that there's going to be an opt-in box to the right, because it's really great if you can grow your influence by growing your list, and if you have a juicy, yummy, free gift to offer to folks who land there who want success on their own terms, you can capture them immediately, give them something of incredible value, and also grow your influence in the process. So it's the ultimate win-win-win. So what I see here on the homepage, because we don't have the pleasure or the luxury to watch your video, is that your programs help get me connected to the passion, power, and potential so I can live purposefully from the heart. I can accomplish success on my own terms by looking at the three main relationships in your life from a framework of energy management and value awareness in order to access what you desire to change, your relationship with your passion, your power, and your potential. We'll examine the three to great depth viewed from the perspectives of energy management and values. The real uniqueness of success on my own terms is that it bridges the gap between hardcore strategy and personal development, between life and success coaching. So this is a really great start, and I have a couple of comments or observations for you. Are you ready?
I take it I'm writing like crazy now, right?
Yes, and also take heart that we're recording the call, so if we don't capture everything on paper, you'll have the recording to listen to after the fact.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
When you have welcome on the homepage, I think it's a headline that you can do without. It would be better to say something like, success on your own terms is within reach. Glad to have you here. But make it, you know, welcome is just one of those generic things that we're already there, so it's almost like a headline that doesn't do anything for us. It's a little nitty-gritty thing.
I completely agree.
Okay. So when we speak about energy management and value awareness, I know you're an energy healer and you do a lot of tapping and these kinds of things, but energy management and value awareness sound like kind of clinical terms. And I wonder if it's more conversational to say something like, if you find yourself at wit's end and not at all clear about the next best step to take, I want to train you how to manage your energy and be tuned in to what really matters so you can get out of life what you want. Do you see the different flavor to that as opposed to energy management and value?
Yes, and I like it.
Do you like that?
Yes, I like it a lot.
So what you want to do is you want to try to be, if you're a clinical person or a healer and you've done all kinds of study and every possible best modality there is to ease the problem that people are here to solve, try to speak the language of your client when you describe it so that they can feel at ease and comfortable. Because if they're not managing their energy properly, they're probably a little bit frazzled and they don't want to be overwhelmed by nomenclature that may be unfamiliar to them. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the other thing I wanted to point out is that when we get to our passion, our power, and our potential, these are really powerful terms. And what next happens for people is you're indicating that they can, we're going to examine these things to great depth from various perspectives. But what I really want to know is, as a direct result of getting in touch with that, what ultimately is going to happen for me. So maybe it is that I'm going to have the courage to leave a toxic relationship. Maybe I'm finally going to speak up and get what I want in terms of a promotion at work. Maybe I'm going to stop self-sabotaging behavior and put it 6 feet under forever. But I really want to get to the meat of the matter of what problem I'm solving and what it means to me at an emotional level.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to get me excited about wanting to buy it. Because sometimes people who've struggled with passion, power, and potential, the idea of going to great depth to explore it may be a little overwhelming, and they kind of want to get there faster and more easily than they could have gotten there on their own. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And aren't you the secret sauce to take them there?
Yes.
See? Okay. So that's just a few comments about your homepage. I'm going to move over to your About page. And by the way, for those of you who are calling in from all around the world, I try to spend just a few minutes with every caller. And the examples and feedback that I'm giving to Trina, for example, it may absolutely be relevant to the same kinds of issues and concerns that you have with respect to your own story. So be listening for the parallels so that you can make the same kinds of adjustments and edits that I'm making for Trina for yourself if, in fact, we don't have time to get everybody's calls answered live during today's call. Fair enough? Okay, so now I'm on your About page, and my same comment is about, you know, don't put About as a headline because it's sort of a waste.
Good point.
What I want you to think about here is you have here, Trina is a coach, workshop leader, and speaker, and I call that a really generic description. I call that the bread, eggs, and milk description. Those are the things I'm going to go put in my shopping cart when I go to the grocery store, but I'm not particularly excited about any of them. So what I want you to do, and I know you did a little additional work on this, to put some additional juice around those words so people can really fall in love with you as soon as they land on your site, which is exactly what you want them to do. And you wrote back to me and said, well, Trina is a transformational, no-nonsense guide, mentor, and coach, a healer and highly intuitive workshop leader, and an inspiring speaker who walks her own talk.
And then I wrote a comment afterwards, right? I'm not sure I can live up to that. But it sounds good. It sounds better.
Well, and you know what? Sometimes we have to be aspirational in how we claim and name our expertise because we're guiding others to follow our footsteps, and we may be just two or three steps ahead of the people we're here to serve. And that may be just enough. But isn't no-nonsense guide, a transformational no-nonsense guide, a whole lot better than coach, author, speaker?
Sure, absolutely.
And the fact that you're highly intuitive, not only do you walk your own talk, but you hear and experience the unspoken. That's big, don't you think?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, so here's something I want you to think about. When you're writing your bio and you wear multiple hats, you have to always keep front and center the objective that you have and the way you want clients most to engage with you. So, you have a coaching and consulting practice and you enjoy developing workshops and online education programs. If you enjoy developing these programs, but more importantly, you enjoy delivering them to effect powerful transformations from everyone who's in the room. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, it's not about the activities we engage in. It's always the results that are reflected back by the people who are lucky enough to be in the space where you do your brilliance. So I don't want you to stop short of, you know, you can enjoy developing these programs, but if there's nobody listening, you're not going to affect the work best result. So keep that in mind. Here you go on to say that you have 15 years of experience developing creative strategies to integrate businesses and personal lives and personally and professionally. You're a principal with this group. You received your master's degree. You've got all kinds of skills that you know all about. And so this is all about you, and that's okay, but it would be even better if you said, a lifelong learner who has acquired the knowledge, skills, and expertise in a variety of healing modalities, your greatest reward comes from seeing the transformation of hundreds or scores and scores or thousands of people who sit at the feet of your wisdom, training, and methods to welcome those results for themselves.
How pretty was that?
Pardon?
I said, how pretty was that? I'm going to listen to the recording on that one.
We're definitely recording it. But, you know, sometimes we go blah, blah, blah with our bios, and we include all of our experience, our training. We list every organization that we've ever been a part of. We show people all of our, you know, all the groups we belong to. We make the long laundry list of every skill and ability we've ever acquired in our life. But if we want a client-attracting bio, the key is for everything that you say to relate to the objective you want to achieve, which is to attract clients. So, you know, the fact that you're a lifelong learner and that you're fascinated with all the best practices that get people to manage their energy, their mindset, and their total focus on achieving success on their own terms, your legacy is alive every day. Knowing the difference that you're making is resonating. It's like a pebble in a pond. Many people are benefiting, and the world is a better place because you are here. And I think that makes your bio a lot more client-attracting. Also, you're very clinical again. I think you might have a little bit hard time stepping into your true Trina self. But there's nothing here about, and I don't know if this is true or not, but if you are helping people to achieve success on their own terms, the question that is unanswered but could very easily be addressed is that you are someone who has found a path to create success on your own terms as well. And that whatever missing pieces or, you know, missteps or misdeeds that may have befallen your path have been a great gift to allow you to open the door to the life you were here to lead all along, and now you get to help other people do the same every day. What do you think about that?
I think that's great.
I want more of you in it.
I get that. This one was lifted from a resume, right? And that's exactly what it sounds like.
Well, and that's okay. But remember, usually people use resumes or curriculum vitaes because they're looking for jobs in a traditional setting.
Yep.
But you have exited from Cubicle Nation, and you're blazing a trail all your own. And you no longer need to be confined by the traditional resume rules. You can put more of you in it and in and on that.
I like it. Thank you. I love the permission for that. Thank you. You know, I think I might have needed that.
I think it's really frustrating for people sometimes. We're all in some stage of reinvention, intervention. What we used to do in corporate life may not be what we're doing now, or it may be just a new incarnation of what we used to do, but we're doing it now on our own terms. Hot dog, hallelujah. But don't be boxed in or fenced in to stay with any kind of particular construct, because you know what? Your business is about success on your own terms. You get to write your own rules and make your own magic manifest.
And I love what you just said. I think you just rattled it off, but it was brilliant. I left Cubicle Nation, and as a matter of fact, I never bought that lie.
See? Why don't you say that?
Like, exactly.
Why don't you say that?
Came right now. I have a question for you, if that's okay.
Yep, that's okay.
Because we were emailing about a tagline underneath the success on your own terms.
Yep.
How does the secrets to your success manifestation sound to you?
I like it, and I would love it more.
Yes.
If it's still a little clinical.
Oh, okay.
I've had the pleasure to meet you in person, and I don't experience you that way. And so I'm just inviting you to fight that a little bit or release it a little bit. Success on my own terms could be what if it says, craft your path without limitation or apology? Something like that. What I want the subhead to do is to make it relevant to me, your ideal client.
Yes, absolutely, I agree.
Craft your path boldly, without apology, and love every step of the way. What about that?
I like that, actually. Craft your path boldly, without limitation or apology.
People are going to love that. And that's kind of what you're doing.
Right, and it's in alignment with the subtly stated renegade theme.
And you know what? I want to make a book recommendation for everyone who's on this call. This book is really fantastic. It's called How to Read a Client from Across the Room by Brandy Michaels. It's less than $20. You should buy it because you find out what who your people are, and there's certain driving needs that your people have that, all about, I'm a maverick, I'm an artist, I'm somebody who wants to break the rules, I'm someone who wants to play by the rules. You find out who your perfect people are. There's actually language and turns of phrase that you can use to appeal to those people so that the right people land and knock and pay and the wrong people run in the opposite direction. The beautiful thing about that is that you're spending only time with people that are right for you and everyone else is finding their perfect solution somewhere else. How to Read a Client from Across the Room by Brandy Michaels. I highly recommend it. So, Trina, that's about all I can do for you today for the bio doc is in, because I have so many other folks that would like some help. Was this helpful?
This was incredibly helpful. Thank you very much, and you will be hearing more from me.
I would love that. You know, I do these calls once a month, and you can come back and show us the transformation. Won't that be fun? All right.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Trina. I'm going to call on the next person now.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, Gina Queston is here.
Yes,
Hi, Gina. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, good.
So tell everybody where we should go to find out about you. I know, but some people don't know. Is it Doctor?
It's actually the easiest way to get there is eastwestvet.com. Just eastwest and VET.com.
Okay, great. EastWestVet.com. For those of you who are on the call, you may wonder how it is that I know Gina so well, and that is because my clients always get to go to the front of the lines during these calls, and she is one of my happy clients, and so I'm so glad you're here, and the website is pulling up, and just taking a minute. Here we are. Oh, boy, this is still looking pretty good. So where shall I apply my focus for today for you?
Under who is Dr. Q?
Okay. Who is Dr. Q? And do I hear a little echo on the line?
Let me do this. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
Taking a moment to load. We're at eastwestvet.com. This is a concierge med veterinary and training service that helps you and improves the lives of your beloved pets. And Dr. Q does business in Colorado. Okay. We've got a gorgeous photo of you and some magnificent dogs that look like bull mastiffs. So am I getting that right?
Yeah.
Are those your dogs by any chance?
Yeah, those are my dogs.
Wow. All right. It says, I'm Dr. Gina Queston, a holistic veterinarian and animal life coach for my patients and the people who love them. I've been in the field of veterinary medicine for over 20 years and have experience with everything from horse racing to dog training, emergency medicine, fish, and even yaks. I'm a certified veterinary acupuncturist, a member of the World Aquatic Veterinary Medical Association and the American Veterinary Medical Association, and the only technical services veterinary for the entire United States for Novartis Aqua Health. Through it all, though, there's one thing which remains the same. People who love their animals and want the best and healthiest, longest relationship they can possibly have with their pets. I'm here to help make that happen. Learning the methods and science involved in dolphin training and marveling at the depth that the bond of the person can share with a pet fish fueled my passion and understanding of animal behavior at a deeper level. There is nothing I enjoy more than sharing those principles with my clients and helping them succeed. So just what is an animal life coach? It's a professional who provides support and advice to people who want to improve the relationship between themselves and the animals in their lives. Taking into consideration health, behavior, environment, and stress, the animal health coach improves lives by identifying areas of improvement, outlining paths to success, and achieving goals to promote a deeper bond between animals and the people who love them. More than a veterinarian and more than just a trainer, I'm an animal life coach, here to help you build the deepest, most meaningful, productive, and rewarding relationship with animals in a healthy, happy, respectful way. I am Dr. Q, and the rest is up to you. Oh, I'm in love with you already. I really like this. I like this for a variety of reasons. We say who you are and who you help and why you love it. And we differentiate you from every other veterinarian who's on the planet in a very compelling way. I even have a couple of little suggestions to make this better. Are you open?
Yeah, please.
Well, one thing I really love is that you have a sassy soundbite called out in quotes, and it's in bigger type, so it's visually very attractive and invites me in. It says, as animal life coach, an animal life coach is a professional who provides support and advice to people who want to improve their relationship between themselves and the animals in their lives. That helps me understand what it is. The one thing that I think would be a good idea is you only have one quote on that, and it needs two. That's a little nitty-gritty thing. But one of the things that you didn't say here that I think is a useful thing to add is concierge veterinary medicine is a big differentiator for you. You go to your client instead of your client coming to you. And so I think that needs to be in this also, because unlike other veterinarians that require that you come to them on their schedule, you are available to them to help make this happen. I think it needs to be here. And I'm also curious why you set up your practice that way, because that also might speak to something else special that people will be really excited to know. So why is it that you do concierge medicine as opposed to more traditional veterinary work?
Well, I have more of an explanation in that on the tab door-to-door, tell me more.
Oh, I love that.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah, it was very good, and I've kept that.
I'm going to go there now, but here's the thing that I want everyone who's listening to the call to consider, and I want you to hear this too. Even if you mention it even for two sentences on your bio, ask yourself, if someone's to land on your bio page first before they landed anywhere else, if that was the only place they landed, would they get enough information to know about what next step you wanted them to take? And just mentioning it, I'm the door-to-door veterinarian. If you want to learn more and more about door-to-door, tell me more, click here. Because that is a big point of differentiation. So since I've gone there, it says here, no need to load your beloved pets in the car. Dr. Q comes to you. Thank you so much. It says, we provide routine veterinary care, the behavior, the not only... So the one question I mean, obviously it's a convenience and it's probably wide open spaces so you can enjoy your life in service to clients. But was there a particular reason that you set up your practice this way? I'm just wondering.
I think that probably the biggest reason is because I really enjoy the very individualized kind of special relationships that I build with my clients by coming into their home. There's a lot of things that I can see and observe in the home, like interactions with other animals and interactions with other people in the household that you don't really get to appreciate in a vet's office. And so I think for me, it's the fact that I can really provide a better, more intimate service to these clients and their animals.
Well, since we're recording this call, the words you chose to explain that really landed for me. Door-to-door, tell me more. Why do I do this in the first place? You know, animal behavior is a really big part of the work that I do, and what better way for me to do that than to observe you and your pet in your home environment? This is where it all takes shape and takes root to grow, and I want to be there to see it happen. That's a benefit to me, the pet owner, and it also makes clear why you do it this way. It's a very key point of differentiation, so I would actually include that.
Okay.
I would do that. And I also want to say, And I know we've been working together for a number of months, and I've just seen such wonderful growth for you. Gina is one of the members of my private mentoring program, the Get Known to Get Paid private mentoring program. And your homepage, the navigation is very clear. Home, who is Dr. Q, door to door, tell me more. You have the tabs are really easy to understand. We know that you speak. We know you're in the media quite a bit. We know what sets your product, your program apart. It's really nice, and your photography is beautiful, and you look very friendly, and I just think you look like you're doing a great thing. So you've made a lot of progress. I'm really happy to see that.
Thanks, Nancy. You've helped me an awful lot. I really appreciate all your help.
So if there's anyone on the call who lives in Boulder, you live in Colorado, right?
Right.
I'm just curious if anybody who's on the call has a comment to share about what they've learned about Gina, because I think that would be nice to hear. And so if anybody wants to say anything, would love to hear that. Gina, do you have any other questions I can answer for you while we're here on the call?
No, it's funny. I had a whole nother bio ready to go that's much more like a resume. So apparently I'll just leave that where it is and we're talking about at least the way I had it. So, yeah, no other comments. Thanks, Nancy.
Well, very good. And I'll be giving you a call because we have a call to schedule.
Yeah, we do.
All right. Thanks for being here. I'm so glad you're on the call.
Thanks.
All right, everybody. I'm going to go and see who else would like to get some help with their story right now. Raise your hand. All right, so we've helped you and we've helped Trina. I'm just going to see who else is. If you want to raise your hand, you hit *2, and then I'll know to call on you. So the person I'm now going to call on, his name is Lo Amado. Forgive me if I didn't pronounce your name correctly. Why don't you say hello? Say hello. You're on the line. Lo? Lo's feeling shy, so I'm going to go to someone else. How about Mary Taylor? Mary Taylor, can you say hello from Denver, Colorado?
Oh, dear, I'm here.
Oh, wow, I'm here. That's the better answer.
Wow, I'm here.
Mary, where can I find you online?
I also put them in the comment section in Instant Teleseminar.
Okay, let me see if I can find that. But for everybody who's on the call, let me just see.
It's here to...
Oh, I see. Here to assist biz. Perfect.
And you can use .com as well.
Okay.
The number 2, here, H-E-R-E, the number 2, assist.com.
Okay,
and
I'm here now. Sounds like just by the sound of it sounds like you're a virtual assistant. You're an online business manager.
Hey, yes. Should I give you my disclaimer?
Yes, please.
After listening to this, it's been a while since I've really done any work on the website, and I think my About section isn't really a bio. It's probably going to read more like a resume. I'm working on a free gift. I'm working on moving it toward WordPress, and I think it's too copy-heavy. And I'm also kind of reinventing myself a bit as well right now. I want to speak more to a niche. And right now it's focused on bursting at the seams, overwhelmed entrepreneurs and business owners, which may be too broad. So I was thinking of focusing more on speakers, trainers, and coaches. And Shaquille O'Neal says, you know, you can't win championships by yourself. You have to have great teammates and really give it kind of a maybe sports speakers or something, but I'm not sure yet. Let's see. Oh, and the reason I have logo, my butterflies in my logo was to convey a partnership. Well, there's 2 of them to convey partnership. And originally I was thinking it's, the transformation that a butterfly goes through from caterpillar to butterfly. I'm here to help them transform their business. They might be slowly crawling along because they're trying to do everything themselves. And not moving forward. So once you bring on some help, you're launched to the your business is now soaring and in flight.
I understand.
And I think my LinkedIn bio is
I can't look at LinkedIn because we may not be connected and I can't find that there. So I think that's enough introduction so I get the lay of the land.
And okay.
So you strike me as someone who's very thoughtful, who's sitting at the feet of great masters to learn how to do this well, and that's very apparent just by the thoughtful comments that you're sharing, so good for you. So I'll be kind because you're really working hard and getting it right. And I'm always kind. There's always room to improve, and you're doing great. I mean,
and I need a lot of work, so
well,
lay
and don't, it on. Who doesn't? I mean, honestly, who doesn't? So I want to say, number one, your URL is great. Here to assist. I already know what it's about. When you are new in your business, and if you have a URL that speaks to what you do for people, so they don't have to be scratching their head and wondering, that's a brilliant first step. You know, I have a program called Bye Bye Boring Bio, and you can go to byebyeboringbio.com, and you can find out all about it if saying bye bye to your boring bio is important to you. I have a Get Known to Get Paid system, and you can go to getknowntogetpaid.com to learn more about it if getting known and getting paid is important to you. You are here to assist. I'm already breathing easier knowing that I found you. Because
yay.
If I'm an overwhelmed entrepreneur who's pulling her hair out because my brilliance is being waylaid by dealing with administrative details that are so not my favorite thing to do, you are like my saving grace, right? Let me be your saving grace so you can keep your focus on where your brilliance resides and I can take care of the rest of it in a world-class way.
Exactly.
Hi, I'm Mary Taylor, and I'm here to assist you. If that was on your homepage, people would just be rushing to the phone. Because if you can do the things I hate to do in a world-class way so I don't have to do them, I can't wait to buy it. Are you with me on that?
I am. I'm trying to type and not make noise.
And don't worry about the typing piece because you're going to get the recording and you can listen to it back. And we are 38 minutes into the call, so you can just scroll forward into the call 38 minutes to find your place in the sun.
Okay, good. I will just listen then.
Yeah. And so what you're doing right here on the homepage is you're asking for the consultation right away. And what I really want you to do before you ask for the consultation is to tell them exactly what I just said. If you're a high-achieving, overextended internet entrepreneur who needs relief from the administrative details so you can do more of what you love, you've landed at the right place. I'm your go-to expert to get that problem solved so you can move on and be more successful and profitable with less aggravation. If your whole business is ready to expand from the cocoon to take big flight, let me ease the birthing process by lightening your load as soon as possible.
I love that.
Do you love that? Okay,
yeah.
So there you go. So the beautiful thing about that is you're not selling super hard. You're just saying, is this you? And if it's a problem you've got and you want it in the rearview mirror, I'm your go-to expert. So you can move on and make your big impact in the world. Then you can ask for the email, the phone number, and to schedule that 30-minute consultation because they're going to be rushing to the phone to get it.
And I think these days more people know what a virtual assistant is. And when I built this about 3 years ago, I did a lot of explaining. And so I think it may be too copy intensive.
Well, and that could be. So let's say Mary's a virtual assistant, business support us, you're all these things, who help small business owners and entrepreneurs dig out from under the administrative overwhelm and collaborate, work with the clients to support their business growth. I think the way I said it at the start of the call just a few minutes ago was a little bit quicker to the point.
Yeah.
Something that a lot of folks do, and I've been guilty of this early in my career as well, you know, maybe we don't have the confidence and the clarity around what we're doing, and we feel compelled to give everybody every title we've ever owned in our life. But you're like the superhuman, heavy-lifting, virtual team member who makes everything beautiful without ever being seen or heard. You know?
Yeah.
And in today's 1099 world, where so almost everybody you meet seems to be self-employed, the fact that you are virtual and elsewhere doesn't mean you won't have a very powerful presence and contribution to their lives and success, right?
Right.
That's really juicy. It's not about the labels you put on yourself. It's how the brand of brilliance that you have makes your client's life better.
So the keywords don't really need to be, if they're searching for a virtual assistant or another similar title, it doesn't matter really what I call myself. The keywords will be in the copy for what I'm actually doing for them.
Right, and the thing of it is that once people know that you are that superhuman, superhero administrative wizard that lets them be in their best light and you in yours, I mean, that's the perfect example of a match made in heaven.
Yes.
Who doesn't need more of this? I mean, honestly, who doesn't need somebody to do that heavy lifting for them so they can do more of what they're best at? If that's your ache and pain and aggravation, you know, help is right here. The problem is now solved. The only thing we have to do is have a chat to make sure the fit is right personality-wise, and we'll get on with this.
I like it.
So I want you to get there faster, because here you have what do they need most, how, I'm passionate about it. I think that I don't want to read all of this because I think what I said in the beginning just about solved it.
Get there faster. I agree.
And so then it's like services and fees. If I go there, like I'm interested, and you're saying, what are my services? I provide all these things. If you pay peanuts, you get monkeys, two retainer plans. So I would need more time to really study all of this, but my initial thing is there's a lot of copy here.
Yeah.
So what would happen, you know, we call it burying the lead, leaving the best for last. So you have these butterfly graphics that say two retainer packages or pay as you go. If you moved that up, so it's the first thing I saw, the thing I love about those graphics is they make me feel lighter and airier already just by looking at them. And I know whether or not I qualify. I mean, it's like, do I need a 10-hour package or a 5 to 9-hour package? And what's not stated here, what I'm looking for, because I'm thinking, ooh, I loved what I saw on the homepage, and now I want to know if I can afford it. And so you don't really say what the schedule is in terms of whether or not I can afford you. And so are you nervous about stating your fees, or are they always in a state of flux, or what's your point of view about that?
They are pretty consistent, and I haven't raised my fees in 2 years. And I'm in a virtual assistant Facebook group, and we've kind of gone back and forth on who includes their fees, and when they do, they end up taking them down because they think the consultation really expresses the value, and then they get to fees at the end of the consultation. But if you're like me, the first thing I look for when I go to a website is fees.
Well, one of the things I always say is dare to discuss the dollars. And if you don't want to be specific, you can put it in terms that feel really comfortable so that your client will feel comfortable too. You can say, you know, whether you've got the budget to buy a steak dinner or to eat steak every night, we can find a package that's right for you. But at least I know that it's going to be if it's five hours, you know, one of the assistants that I use has a schedule, 1 to 5 hours, 6 to 12 hours, 13 to whatever hours, and she shows you what the advantage to you is of buying a bigger package because you get a slightly better rate the more hours you enjoy. But I'm a big fan of daring discuss the dollars, so if you're not willing to tell them the amount, I mean, on my website, all of my fees are stated because I know people are wanting to know. They don't want to be embarrassed to say they can't afford it, or they want to feel confident that they know that they can. They don't want to waste your time. You don't want to waste your time. So dare to discuss the dollars in a way that feels comfortable for you and that will be inviting for your client. So for your purposes, you know, I just wrote this on my own website, you know, options that even Goldilocks, just write options that Goldilocks would love. Because there are options to work with me. And, you know, whether you're here, there, or everywhere, there's something perfect to get the problem solved so you can get what you came for and move on. So if you use language like that, I think it would make people breathe easy. And as a virtual assistant, that's a big part of what you're here to do anyway. They don't want to wade through, like I had a virtual assistant once that gave me this, you know, long, long list of everything she could possibly do. And then she said, and there's an add-on for this and there's an add-on for that. And it was so complicated. You know, I think I just wanted it to be simple, easy, breezy, and effective. And even if you said that, I found in my business I want it to be simple, easy, breezy, and effective for me and simple, easy, and breezy for you. I want you to take flight and let's go there together. So here, let me make it easy for you. I have two retainer packages and I have a pay-as-you-go option. The clients that go deepest with me enjoy the best values and the most attentive service, and the people who pay as they go or stop in as they like don't always go to the front of the line. If you're a front-of-the-line kind of person, you know what you need to do. Let's have a chat.
I like it. I think the thing that I'm up against, and I don't want to bury anything, so I probably shouldn't even say seeds if I'm not going to list them. The virtual assistant industry has become saturated with overseas VAs and VAs that charge $3 an hour. And so when
so
they
so
are
here's,
just,
here's what you do then. You
okay.
say, this is a way to counter that. You know, once people experience you, I mean, one of my clients is a virtual assistant, and one of her clients said about her, ignore this woman's talent at your own peril. And this is a very successful person. So if you have clients that have said those kinds of things about you, sassy sound bites that make you grin and wink and know you've landed in the right place, I want them to be on your homepage somewhere where people can say, thank God I found the solution that I need. If people are out price shopping to find the lowest cost situation, maybe those aren't your people anyway. Because you know what? The lowest cost solution may not have English as their first language and may not have the attention to detail and content and context that you bring to every project you proof. There's false economy in low prices that don't deliver the value the first time the project is brought to the front. Does that make sense?
It does.
So call
and I do have and I do have testimonials on my About Me page, but they're just kind of buried in a link, so I need to make those stand out in
quotes. What if there was a tab on your site that said Clients Rave, and it was just a sea of love for you and the impact that you brought for them? That's beautiful. You know, big, huge headline, ignore this woman's talent to your own peril, famous person's name, famous person's website. I love working with Mary Taylor because she is here to assist me come heck and high water, and she makes me look like a rock star no matter what. Mary Taylor demystified the back end of my business so that it's smooth and sleek instead of frumpy, bumpy, and lumpy. Totally changed my life. See those kinds of comments?
I love your words. You are so good at what you do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So what I want you to do is I want you to listen back to what it is that we've talked about here. And make these changes and just step in and on your brilliance. Whatever is, you know, sometimes people say, well, I'm going overseas to get my VA for $2 an hour. False economy. It's false economy because English isn't their first language. They may not be able to do it well and right and on time. And they may not be able to have a relationship with you because you guys don't speak the same language.
The relationship, yeah.
If that's what
key.
You want, then, you know, go forth to your own peril. But if you want a partner in your success, someone who's going to attend to the details and care about them as if they were her own life at stake, I'm your gal. That's just going to make people think, thank God I found you. So have we been of help to you today?
Absolutely, Nancy.
I'm going
you're
to
awesome.
The About Mary and hi
I'm
there.
Glad I was brave.
What's that?
I'm glad I was brave.
Okay, so here what you have here, you were right. You do have a bio that has eye disease in it. It's all about you, and I want you to turn it around to be, you know, at least the first paragraph, you know, how my journey serves you, how my skills serve you and allow you to take flight, your business to take flight. Just put at least one sentence in there about your client before you start talking about yourself.
Good.
And then make sure everything that you say underneath that supports the objective that you want, which is there's nothing, you know, I was talking to someone the other day, just this morning, and I said, why are you a financial planner? She says, I was born for this. I said, why? She says, when I was 5 years old, I loved saving my allowance and putting two $5 bills together and turning it into 10 and then turning two $10 into 20. It seems like I've been making money grow my whole life, and that's why I love doing this for my clients as their financial planner.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
So that is great.
People ask me, how did I discover what it is that I do? And I've started to tell people, it seems like I was coming out of the womb with a pen in one hand and a dictionary in the other, and I haven't stopped. So, you know, fun little things you can say about yourself that get people to like you right away, that speak your truth in a way that feels really genuine and real. There must have been something that happened in your life early where you discovered that the attention to the detail was your particular gift. Do you remember when it was?
I don't. I know writing and detail and both being both creative and analytical have been the things that have, people have described me as the most, and kind and genuine.
Okay, so let's use that. For a lifetime, the words that clients and people who love me use to describe me are boom, boom, and boom. I'm this unique combination of creativity and attention to detail and analytic skill that makes my administrative talent a tremendous asset to the clients who invest wisely to have me on their team.
Invest wisely. I like that.
Invest
I like it
wisely.
All.
So this is how you do that. So are you glad you called?
I'm so glad.
So I want you, your assignment is to take what we've spoken about and weave it into what you have now and feel even more confident and proud of what you're offering so that you can attract clients as soon as possible. And I know that in a couple of weeks you're going to be calling me and saying, it worked. Look at me. New clients. Perfect clients. Can't wait. Will you let me know what happens for you?
I will, and I can't wait.
Yay.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for calling. So now what I'd like to do, because we've been going for just about an hour here, I just want to mention that if you, what you are doing now is you're experiencing me and my particular brand of brilliance. You can see how quickly I can take a look at what you have to offer and how you do it, and even without even knowing you, be able to offer some real insight into how to make your stories better so you can attract clients and more in your business. If you know that you need this, I want to give you two choices to get additional help if this is of interest to you. If you're just starting out and you know you need to get a bio that will turn more of the right heads to attract clients now, byebyeboringbio.com is the place to go to get your Bye Bye Boring Bio premium system that will be like having my magic wand of word wizardry on your shoulder as you work through the easy squeezy worksheets to help you tell a story all your own. And if you should decide that you want to do this and you're the first 10 people to make this wise choice today, I will gift you the amazing Niching Secrets workbook and audio so you can name and claim your six-figure niche even before you write your bio so you can be absolutely crystal clear you're nailing the right audience to benefit from your gifts. That's an additional $77 value that I will gladly gift to the first 10 people that decide to say bye-bye to their boring bio today by going to byebyeboringbio.com. The other offer I wanted to extend is for those of you who are further along your journey and are ready to get known and get paid and get showcased in a much bigger way because you've already got clients, you already have traction, and it's time to go big. I want you to take a look at the Get Known to Get Paid Success System, and you can find it at getknowngetpaid.com. And here you can explore and read about the amazing transformations that my clients experience saying bye-bye to their boring bio, naming and claiming their six-figure niche, being able to write a press release that gets carried around the world, being able to make a pitch to anyone, anywhere, and get a yes answer, and so much more. The investment for that is a little bit more, but I'm going to soften the blow for you because when you decide to treat yourself to that, if you've been struggling with your bio or your niche or anything else in your business, if you buy the Get Known to Get Paid system, you will also get a 30-minute session with me, private, just you and me on the phone, where we're going to do what we're doing during this call and make it all about you. so that you can go bigger faster. So those are just two quick offers I wanted to make to you. So the first one is buybuyboringbio.com. The second one is getknowngetpaid.com. Go either place or both, find the perfect solution, and the first 10 people in either bucket will get the bonuses that I just described. So let's see who else there is that I can help. Who wants to raise their hand? Who's raising their hand? Is anybody being shy? Okay, I'm now going to call on Dorothy C. Dorothy, are you on the line?
Well, Dorothy is, but I'm not a C. However, I hope it's me.
That's you. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Oh, I'm delightful. How are you?
I'm good. How's the call going for you so far?
Very well, naturally. You just are never disappointing. You're always a delight, and you always have things to say that I never thought of before, and I've been thinking of things for 80 years, so you know.
Well, thank you.
That's pretty good. Who else could we say that about?
Well, I'm honored. Do you have a place on the web where I can go to find out about you, Dorothy?
I do indeed, and it's www.itsnevertoolate.com.
We've met, haven't we?
We have met. And that's how I know I love you, Nancy.
Because I remember that website name, too.
I am so thrilled to have that. You know, I've had it, golly, close to 25 years. Don't think you could get it now, you know. If you leave
the early bird catches the worm.
Yeah, exactly. And then there you are, green and wrinkled. Well, we met at the
Marketing with a Book and a Speech Summit here in Seattle.
Yes, we
I
did
remember.
Meet there, and I was, and I'm amazed that we had never met before. But yes, that is when we met. And so that is, if you leave the "it's" off the website, by the way, it's you get a basketball company. So don't do that.
I found you. Here's Dorothy,
good.
Creative speaker, joyful living. So where do you want me to apply my focus during this particular call for you?
Well, at this point, I think I could use almost anything. We were talking about the bio, so we could go to that. Or I know you do see things right on the front page that could be changed to be more attractive. So I would just take whatever you found possible.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. What is the number one outcome you want people to decide to do when they land here?
I think, and see, you notice that I'm not sure, I think the number one outcome is that I want them to hire me as a speaker, or perhaps buy my book, or perhaps listen to my radio program. Do you notice the problem there?
They're a little indecision.
However, yes. That's actually, and that was what I had come to the seminar for too, is that after being in the business all these years and being on television for most of the last 30 years, the show went off the air, as they all will do, and I'm having to reinvent myself, and I'm not so sure I'm doing a very good job of it.
Well, let's put aside any blame, shame, judgment, or any kind of negative comment about reinvention, because the fact of the matter is everyone on earth is in some stage of reinvention, intervention of their career and their life, and it's a very common thing, and it's nothing to put a judgment on. It's just what is, okay? So that's
sure.
That.
Sure.
But for everyone who's listening, it's a really good question to ask. What is the number one thing you want someone to do? What action do you want them to take when they land on your website? Because if you're not clear about what you want them to do, chances are they're not going to do it. And so I really want you to think about it. One of the things you can ask yourself is, of all the things that you do, since this is all about getting known and getting paid, what is the thing that you do that brings in the greatest possible revenue reward for you doing this thing it is that you love most? And that's where you could put your focus primarily, so that you can get a good return as soon as possible.
Well, and that makes a lot of sense. I wrote, as you remember, I have a teeny tiny book out, and I started with volume 2. But the book itself, well, I did. I like to get ahead of the game. But the book itself is really a promotion. I think the speaking business, certainly that's where most of the revenue comes from. There's no question.
Okay, so here's a suggestion I'm going to make.
Okay.
What is the topic that you speak the most about? Do you have a signature topic that's yours and yours alone?
My topic is laughter. I'm a porcupine trainer. I help people deal with this, prickly people in sticky situations. We all meet every day using laughter and creativity. And each graduate of all my speeches receives a previously unused sponge nose for their very own. I feel the previously unused is very important because people are always trying to give them back.
Okay, so I'm going to make a couple suggestions here.
Great.
What you just said about what you want people to do is hire Dorothy to transform sticky situations into, what did you call them? And prickly people into smoothest sailing relationships that create big results in your business.
Something like that.
But right now what you have is the masthead is, here's Dorothy, creative speaker, joyful living.
Right.
And I think it should be, it doesn't really do it for me. You know, it's like, you know, what about transforming sticky situations and prickly people into smooth sailing in your organization?
Well, what about, to keep the metaphor the same, would it work to do transmute your porcupines into pussycats or something like that? Or?
Well, I think that could work in the copy, but I wouldn't put it
in. You want on the, here's the big problem, Nancy. I'm not a business speaker. I mean, at my place in life, it's been a long time since I've been in business. Generally, I speak, Jeannie Robertson and I are closest, both in, you know, in experience and everything else, to the kind of speaking that we do. So that's why over the years I've dropped business, and maybe that's a big mistake. As you said, we won't dwell on it, but maybe I need to rethink that.
Well, I think that one of the most important things we need to consider is, who is our ideal audience? What transformation are we affecting? And why are we the most and best possible available athlete to deliver the magic?
See, do you want to know?
Sure.
Okay. See, here's the deal. My audience and Betty White's are the same. My feeling has always been, if they can't get Betty, they can probably have me. My demographic is from 60 on. That means, of course, these are people, I know them very well, they don't have much money, but they really love what I do. However, my secondary demographic is their adult children.
Okay, so I have a couple of ideas for you to consider.
Great.
You know, Betty White, you know, what is she, 90 years old, still sexy, still fabulous, still making it happen?
Exactly, that's the point.
So your site is called It's Never Too Late, and you are a humorist, and you're fine.
I'm 80.
Okay. It's never too late to bring Dorothy to your audience to show the unlimited possibilities in the twilight of life.
No twilights, but good.
And then you could also say, if you tried Betty White and she wasn't available, lucky you, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, that's exactly, and I have found that works real well, something like that. Now, that isn't on the website, there's no question.
But I want it to be, right now, it's, you know, it's never too late. The website URL is all about what, you know, it suggests to me that I have plenty of time to make my dreams come true.
Now, that's exactly right, exactly.
And so if you even said that, you know,
I like that a lot.
If you landed it, it's never too late, you've still got my belief. And what I want you to know is that it's never too late to make your dreams come true. I speak to audiences big and small about that very subject. I'm Dorothy Wilhelm. At 80 years old, I'm still making magic happen.
Well, and you know what I tell them? Because, you know, there are a lot of people just sitting around waiting, thinking this was a dress rehearsal, and it's not. I started taking music lessons or singing lessons last summer and just joined a choir. So I do walk my talk, as we like to say in our business.
So what I want you to do, Dorothy, is I want you to take this recording, and where it's like it's 12:05, so we've been talking for
right, yeah.
You can listen to this part of it and just revise it. But I really want you to think about what you really want people to do, and in this case, you want them to hire you to speak, And since you do have a book, the second one is done. You started with the second one, and the first one's coming soon.
Yes, yes.
Every time you, the call to action when they speak, when you speak, is to book Dorothy or to make quantity purchases of her book, which is called, what is it called?
A No Assembly Required.
And what's the book about?
It's all the, it's questions you never in this long period of time got around to asking. It's the answers to those questions. It's
okay.
Humor.
Well, you know, everybody wants to monetize. And so if you are someone on this call, like Dorothy, who has a book, or maybe you have several books, when you're putting in your call to action for them to book you to speak,
yeah,
well, you know, engage Dorothy to speak and or make volume purchases of her book so everyone in the audience can have a powerful takeaway to remember the impact she made and to reinforce the importance that it's never too late to make your dreams come true.
Oh, I love that. That's very good. You should think of doing this for a living.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I said this earlier in the call. I came out of the womb with a pencil in one hand and a dictionary in the other, and I just seem to be getting better at it all the time. Because this is the muscle that I use in my body and my skill set that gets the most exercise. And so that's why clients around the world will come to me and say, my bio is boring. Can you resuscitate it? I don't quite know how to put my message forward so that I can attract the results that I want. I'm ready to go bigger and get known in a bigger way. A press release I wrote for my husband about 7 financial lessons you can learn from Downton Abbey went from the Bellevue Reporter all the way to Forbes.com, and his list grew 50% in 45 days.
Wow.
So this is a particular brand of magic that I have, and so that's why I do these calls, is because there are people just like you that are kind of, you know, you're a little bit in a muddle and you need to get
right.
That clarity. And hopefully in the few minutes that we spent together, you've gained some value so you can take some forward motion to make your own dreams come true, because as you say, Dorothy, it's never too late.
Thank you so much. It's just been a delight. And, yes, I've got loads of great ideas. Hope to have more, and we'll go sort through my piggy bank to see what more I can do.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank
you so
much.
Talk to you soon, Dorothy. All right. Is there anyone else? I would like to do one more bio makeover for someone who's feeling bold enough to ask for help. Is there anyone that would like to raise their hand? I'm going to try this person again from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm going to try again. Say hello. Are
hello?
You there? You're there this time. I tried to call on you before, and you weren't there.
Oh, really?
What is your name?
Raven.
Oh, Raven.
Yeah.
You have someone in your house that's called Lo Amado?
I have no idea. Someone else has said this on another call. I do not know what that means.
Okay, well, we don't have to worry about it. Do you have a link on the website, on the online where I can go and read about you?
My website is Wild Wisdom Wellness. Yes, I should go to it myself.
Yeah, Wild Wisdom Wild. How's the call been for you so far?
I wanted to say, Dorothy, you're a shot of vitamin B happy. I enjoyed hearing you.
Great. Okay. WildWisdomWellness.com. And when it comes up, Raven, where would you like me to put most of my focus?
Well, we're talking about bios, so
okay.
About Raven Wild.
Okay.
So we do almost, I really don't really do this website. I do it because you're supposed to have one, but it's more like a brochure.
Okay. And what do you want people to do when they read about you?
I am a clinical herbalist, and I would like to have clients, people who would want to call me or email me and say, let's talk about possibly you helping me.
And when you help people with that, what then happens for them?
Well, here's my new, like, elevator pitch. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Raven Wild, a clinical herbalist providing transformative health coaching. I help people struggling to handle all of life's demands and feeling burnt out, run down, and disconnected from themselves as a result. When they work with me, they get a solid foundation for rejuvenating their health and personalized, therapeutically effective herbal solutions designed exclusively for them to fit their lives. It helps them get their vitality back, be more effective with less effort, and to feel better naturally.
Ah. Feel better naturally.
That was my tagline.
I like it.
Redid it to what is it, revitalize with the wisdom of nature.
I like that. What I was listening for is what's in it for me that has some kind of emotional resonance that will also get me to want to lean in and want to know more. So, like, if I go back to your homepage, which I'm there, it's for everyone who's listening, wildwisdomwellness.com. We describe you as an herbalist, Raven Wild, and it's Wild Wisdom Wellness. But the whole page is it's sort of a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I don't do anything to it. That's the thing. I don't even know really what to do, and I don't, you know, I've talked to companies and it's $3,000-$5,000 to do a website. So,
well, even if you had a simple,
as Suzanne Evans says, just focus on like getting out there and talking to people when you're starting versus just throwing money into a website. So,
and I agree with that. But and are you just starting out?
I am starting out, and I'm fairly new in this town too, so I don't hardly know anybody.
And is this is like a WordPress site or a blog press, or is this something that you have control over yourself?
I can put whatever I want on it.
Okay, so what I would like you to do, this is
okay.
Easy and you can do this. That elevator speech that you just read to us.
Yep.
I would like you to put that on your front page.
Okay.
And I want there to be a big bold headline that said, healing you, you'll feel better naturally. Feel better naturally. Start today. Hi, I'm Raven Wild, and as an herbalist, my mission in life is to guide you to feel better naturally by making a practice of using the right herbs and the right combinations to ease the problems that are giving you the most aggravation. Whether you are lackluster in energy, dealing with food allergies, or whatever your problem may be, simple herbal remedies can make a powerful transformation, and it can happen in a few days with my help. And that would be a great upgrade, because right at the homepage, it's like herbal medicine is just, there it is, but what's in it for me? I'm going to feel better naturally. Sign me up. So when you work with people, how do they work with you? Do they you're a coach, so you must have coaching practices, packages, like they can buy sets of 3 or 6 or 12 or something like that?
I have not been interested in doing that. I mean, I've taken, like, so far to try to, let me say it like this. No, I haven't really done that at this time, although I've heard other coaches advise this, but I feel like, to me, when I tune into that, I glaze over, and I just want a straightforward thing from someone, so I like to give that to someone else. So I'm in the process of revising it, but what I describe to people, okay, so the first consult's an hour and a half to 2 hours, and it's $100, and then the cost of herbs is extra. Follow-ups are...
So can I make a suggestion about that? Because I'm on that page right now, too. There's the cost.
Well, I don't seem to, like...
I'm on this page, but there's the cost. We're all concerned about it. But the language you choose to convey the cost and the value is also important.
Right.
So, you know, your wise investment to spend an hour of focused private time on your needs and concerns to make something happen for you today, $100. Your wise investment, when you talk about it as a cost, it starts to feel kind of transactional, and it kind of feels like it diminishes the real transformation that you bring about.
I see.
So I'm just asking you to change the language that you choose so people feel like, of course it's worth my time and money to invest wisely, because maybe I've tried every other thing. I've tried Western medicine. I've tried things over the counter. I've tried... you know, the advice of friends from across the backyard fence. I'm really ready now to get some thoughtful guidance and solutions to these problems that are affecting my ability to enjoy my life fully. Yes, I want to make a wise investment. Don't call about the cost, because cost just feels kind of like it's, you've got your arm out, and I'm feeling uptight just talking about it.
You do?
Right?
Well, I don't know, like, on your website you put your list of your pricing, and I feel like it's reasonably priced compared to some of these packages.
Well, run your own race, too. You know, sometimes you can compare yourself to everyone else who's doing what you do, but they're not you. So that then becomes the your challenge to describe yourself in such a way. So
okay.
I'm going back to you again, and it says you have 20 years of experience in this area. You have a master's degree. You're accredited. You've graduated from an accredited and groundbreaking program. You're an associate polarity therapist and certified aromatherapist. And so these are all your qualifications. So just like I said in some of the earlier makeovers, what I would really love for you to say here is, before you start talking about yourself, say, you know, my greatest joy and reward is having found a way to apply my lifelong passion for herbal medicine and relief to guide clients in my own backyard and beyond to feel better naturally. Every time there's a transformation, I can see a visceral change in the client's posture and confidence, and it makes me happy that I got to play a part in that. Here's a little bit more about me that will help you feel even more confident in choosing me to help you have similar results.
Okay, I have a question about that. So as a practitioner, I feel like you're supposed to be clinical, and it should be third person and official looking or sounding.
You can do that too. You can put it in the third person if you want to. You can put it in the third person, and that's just fine. But the same essence of what I said is still making...
Raven's greatest joy is...
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what's really great about that for everyone who wears lots of hats? If you got interviewed on the radio or were interviewed on TV or someone in the magazine world, in a holistic magazine, wanted to interview you and they wanted to know about Raven, they could go and pull that right off your website as a way to state your credentials, and you would never have to worry that they were getting it wrong, because you would have made it right from the start. And if they only had room for the first paragraph, what do you want them to know? Raven's greatest, you know, this veteran herbalist who spent a lifetime learning about how to heal naturally with herbs that we can find in our own backyard, is on a mission to guide other people around the world to welcome this powerful, natural form of healing to their best advantage. Welcome Raven to the show. Because then you've included your audience right away. Then right underneath it, all the rest of that stuff is there, and it's clinical, and it's okay. That's great. But I think everyone on Earth is in the business of wondering and tuning into the station, what's in it for me? And if you really can help people in a profound, powerful way, say that first before you start talking about all your credentials and your experience and all of that, because they want it to be relevant to what's going to happen for them. Does that make sense?
It does.
So I like your elevator speech. I just want you to lead first with the healing people naturally, because people want that, especially, and I'm guessing, women of a certain age who have hormonal issues.
Sure.
Is that an audience for you?
Yeah, it's not my preferred audience. As a matter of fact, I feel like, and this has been said to me before, you have a niche, and your niche is helping people with broken spirits, but I don't know how to say that, aside from saying that, which I don't think is flattering to people necessarily. And
Are people, you know, if they've got a broken spirit, sometimes if we don't know exactly who they are, they may be coming to you for one reason, and then when you unpeel the apple, when you get there, you excavate for where the source of the real problem is. And is that when you find out that their spirit is broken?
Pretty much. I mean, that's what a supervisor observing me in clinic had told me. She said, you know, this is what it seems like is happening, and that's unique. But I don't know how to market that.
Okay,
I mean,
so here's an idea. Here's an idea for you.
Orders, and I don't think that really is exactly what I'm trying to say. I want to listen and tend you.
Listen and tend to me? Is that what you said?
I want to listen to you. I want to tend to you and support you.
Beautiful. I want that on there. I want that on your homepage. And I also want to say this. You know, I've been thinking about this a lot myself. People come to me because they can't find the right words to speak their truth in a way that clients will say yes. People come to me because they want to get known in a bigger way. But underneath, once people get that way to describe what they do and who they are here to serve and why it matters in a way that really lands for them, underneath all of that is this confidence, this courage, this clarity, this unstoppableness that emerges that allows people to step into their true light. It's the problem underneath the problem that ultimately gets solved, and that's why I get so excited about it. So using that as an example, putting it back to you, if you thought of the last 10 or 20 people that you've served and you tried to remember, since your work is very personable and you're seeing them and you're nurturing them and you're tending to them, it's very personal. People are telling you what's ailing them in very specific terms. So what if you said, when people first come to me, the things they say about what's ailing them tend to be things like this. And what I love about this work is that as I listen and tend to them and nurture them, we heal those issues and also get to the root of the problem, which may be something completely different. In my work with clients, I find that some of them are broke, busted, and disgusted. They're disappointed. They're dismayed. Life has given them a raw deal. And somehow we find a way to heal them, one herbal remedy at a time. You know, I don't know if that's it at all, but you see what I did there? They first come to me for this. They start to feel better, and then we realize that the root cause of it is really a whole lot deeper than that. And through this kind of focused attention and love and guidance and clinical service also, backed by a lifetime of training and tools and education, we can really get to the meat of the matter and put it in the rearview mirror for good. What do you think? Does that feel good?
Yeah, the idea of that feels... Yeah.
So,
you could do this thing.
See what's happened just for you, just in the way that you said yeah? The energy was so much more energized. It was like, I feel like a light just went on for you. Did it?
Yes, because I've been struggling with a way how to say it, and... just saying those three things I said to you was a revelation for me to say it like that.
So we've got we have it on recording, and
so
you'll be able to listen back to it. And then for you, your next step is, you know, you have control over your website, and so don't waste your homepage by just being so generic and saying herbal medicine, welcome to my website.
Haven't done anything with it.
But you know what? Most people, especially really thoughtful people that are looking for solutions, they're going to do their homework. A lot of people, that's why newspapers are having so much trouble today, and I love newspapers as much as anybody. I really do. But most people aren't getting their information from newspapers. They're going online, and they're making friends with Google and Bing and places like this, and they're trying to find solutions to problems that maybe they don't even want to talk about. If they landed here, I don't think they'd stay very long. But if you put the words on this page that you spoke during this call on this page, I think they would. And if you could get folks to pick up the phone and say, I want to have a chat with you about getting to the root of the problem so I could feel better naturally. It's kind of like, you know, my son is 15, and if he broke his arm, I would be in the car driving him to the emergency room so we could get him fixed. When people identify that they've got a problem and they actually pick up the phone to call you, you're in the catbird seat. You get to say, I would love to help you. Let's get you in here so we can solve it. And then you can collect generous fees in reward for the transformation you provide.
I do want to work with people who want to work to the root of the problem versus just expect a magic bullet that, you know, the magic bullet that's just verbal instead of...
So you can say, my ideal client is someone who has been suffering long enough and is now at that place in their life when they absolutely need to get to the root of the problem, and they've chosen me as their trusted practitioner to get to that outcome. Clients who've worked with me have gone from X to Y in weeks or months after suffering sometimes for a lifetime. If what you've read so far really resonates for you and you're feeling brave to pick up the phone, I invite you to do that now. I look forward to hearing you,
want to listen to you,
tend to you, nurturing you, and getting you to feel better naturally as soon as possible. That's pretty good. Don't you think?
Yeah.
So everybody, Raven, it's so nice to meet you.
Me too. I've
been going for about an hour and a half, and so I feel like I need to honor everyone and say that we've covered a lot of ground today, and I hope that you have experienced my own particular skills to your advantage. If you're called to go deeper with me in your work, I would love to earn the compliment of your referrals and the opportunity to do business with you. As I said, you can go to byebyeboringbio.com and learn about the Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium program, where you always get to go to the front of the line with future calls I do just like this. And if you are of the first 10 people in the next few days to make the wise choice to treat yourself to that, you'll also get the niching workbook and audio files so you can name and claim your niche with amazing specificity so you can achieve 6 figures as soon as possible. On the other hand, if you're further along in your path and you want to get known and get paid and build your business in an even bigger way, the place to go is getknowngetpaid.com. And if you decide you're one of the 10 people to go bigger there, you'll get a half an hour with me privately where we can dig into the issues that are giving you the most aggravation so that you can make messaging magic in reference to your own business and move further along your path. I really love doing this work. I think I'm pretty good at it. That's what people tell me all the time. And I can't wait to be of service to you and people you know who need this kind of assistance, because the world needs your gifts. The world needs you. If more people could find you and say yes to you so there are fewer lost opportunities and more profitable opportunities, then I think my legacy will be alive in a very big way, and that makes me super happy. So I want to thank everyone who's joined me today and stayed all the way to the end. I love having the opportunity to work with you in this way, and I'll be doing another call not too long into the future. So if you are continuing to work on your story and you want to sign up and come to the front of the line next time, we'll show the transformation next time and give everybody the encouragement that great transformations are happening every day. Remember this, it's your story, tell it well. I'm Nancy Jutton. Goodbye for now.